Are you tired, worn out, maybe burned out on religion? Listen to this invitation from Jesus in Matthew chapter 11. Come to me, get away with me, and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Keep company with me, and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. Welcome to the DCC Weekly Guided Practice, where we practice keeping company with Jesus. We believe that as we explore and participate in the life of Jesus, we become a healing presence in the world. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus gives instructions for living, including how to pray. In Matthew 6, verses 9 through 13, he teaches a simple outline for prayer. So today, we're going to keep company with Jesus through the practice of praying through the Lord's Prayer. I want to invite you to take a deep breath and begin to cultivate stillness within. Become aware of God's presence with you. God who is good, God who loves you, and is so tender toward you. I'm going to read through the prayer a couple of times. This first time, I want you to simply listen, absorbing the words and allowing them to become your prayer for yourself. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Before we move through another reading, I invite you to pause and take a few more breaths, inviting the Spirit to move in you and guide you through this next section. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Tell God how amazing he is, how you experience his holiness. Thy kingdom come. Pray for healing, restoration, and for God's goodness to be known in the world. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Pray for the courage to bring your stress, fears, and pain to God, and ask for his movement in you from stress to surrender. Give us this day our daily bread. Pray for the spiritual, emotional, and physical needs for you and others. And forgive us our trespasses. Acknowledge God's forgiveness. As we forgive those who trespass against us, ask the Lord to surface relationships in your life that need His grace. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Give us courage and strength to follow your example. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Give thanks and praise God for who He is and what He does. I encourage you to end your time by taking a few minutes to be still in the presence of the Lord. You can then close your time by saying the Lord's Prayer aloud one final time.